A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Gibbs Dube in Maryland. And I've got my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanganya, in Washington, D.C.
Marvelous. Yes, sir, Gibbs. I'm in Washington, D.C. This is very good Friday, June the 19th, 2020, where I'm actually broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is sweeping the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the numbers are continually rising. We've heard from the Department of Health, the Health Ministry, actually attributing the rise in COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe to some of the Zimbabwean retainees from neighboring countries like South Africa. Gibbs.
As we speak right now, there are 463 cases in Zimbabwe. And out of these, 63 people have recovered. And we know already that 4 people have died so far. So Zimbabwe has managed to actually test 61,413 people. So, okay, Zulanda, Bakumenjalo, then when you look at the global, figures, there are 8,513,725 cases. Then out of these, 454,513 have actually died. And in USA alone, there are 2,191,200 cases, and out of these cases, 118,435 people have actually died. So, siyabona ukuthi le mazweni labantu abale COVID-19. So, siyabona ke Johns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi kunabantu abedlula 8 million asebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi ke abedlula 455 kunabantu nxa singayenza I round figure sebebule umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi kulabanye njalo abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Kuzokuthi kwele Melika kulabantu abayi 2,191,200 asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi ke asebebhubhile bayi 118. Ye kunjalo ke 118,435. So kunjalo ke Marvelous. Yeah.
Here in Washington, D.C., Gibbs, where I am, actually, we have 9,903 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 with 527 actually dying from the disease. But to kuchingamidza hii varikupinda muchirongwa chelife talk nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yechirwere checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yemapisha-pisha. Apo tiri kuona masangano akadai seZCTU achitaura iwo kuti vanhu vanofanira kuratidzira sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo. Tichitarisa kuti munyika pari zvino mune vanhu 463 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Uye 63 ndo vawanikwa ivo vachirwara nechirwere ichi vachizokwanisa kuchikunda. Kwozowana vanhu vana vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Ndo zviri kuitika pachirongwa chedu nhasi. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vanobva munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Totarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tombotarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu pasi rose. John Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica iri kuti iyo globally zvinoreva kuti pasi rose. Vanhu vanosvika ivo 8,487, nearly 8.5 million vanhu vabatwa nedambudziko iro recovid-19. Toona kuti 454,000 vanhu ndo vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva muchirwere ichi. Muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 2.2 million vabatwa nedambudziko iri, uyezve 118,000, nearly 119,000 vawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC mandiri pari zvino mune vanhu 9,903 vabatwa nedambudziko iri recovid-19, 527 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo, uyezve tichitarisa kuti kwamuri ikoko muri kuzvigona sei. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti panguva iyo nyika yeZimbabwe iri kurwisa dambudziko recovid-19, tiri kuona kuti pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Atakaona bato reMDC Alliance nezuro vachiita ivo musangano nevatori venhau vachitaurawo zviri kuitika mubato ravo, vachiti ivo vaneta nenyaya yeuori, vachiti ivo hurumende inofanira kuti iregedze zveuori. Tikaona zvakare nhasi bato reMDCT inotungamirwa namuzvare Tokozani Kupe vachitaurawo mamiriro akaita zvino mubato ravo reMDCT. Saka ndozvimwe zvatitange tiri kuzeya nezvazvo ipo pano, Gibbs.
Yes, as you said, marvelous. The ZCTU is calling for some strikes in Zimbabwe following a general strike by health workers in Zimbabwe. So okwenzakalayo zvirikandaba iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions ithi ngcono abantu babeke phansi amahloka lamakhuba wonke nje okwenzayo ngesikhathi esebe sibuya. So bathi-ke abantu bayahlupheka okumangalisayo. Ake sizweni ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolo. Siyabona ukuthi khanya sibili kuyahlupha khonokho okwenzakalayo. Kodwa-ke sibeze ukuthi bathini abe-ZCT.
We are hungry today. We are suffering now. I don't think workers should wait for any particular day. The nurses have shown us. We are expecting protests everywhere in their sectors. We are expecting those who are baking bread to be protesting, like what nurses are doing. We are expecting those in farms to be protesting like what nurses are doing now. We are expecting the banking sector workers to be protesting now. But as to when is the ZCT going to call for protest action, we've already started. In our view, we've already called for protest. Any day is going to be a day of protest. What we have said is, from every Monday to every Friday, be ready, you will see us in streets at any particular working day. We can't warn them. We can't tell them we are going on Monday. But one day they are going to see us in the streets. Workers, we know how to communicate with workers. So the protest has started. People are supposed to be protesting now. Now. Because they are not happy. They are starving.
So that is the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So they are saying that people are hungry. People are finding it very difficult in the country to do anything because people don't have money. So it seems as if this is a general thing that is happening in the country, marvelous.
Yes.
So, yes.
It seems to be a general consensus because we saw, I actually had an interview with the Zimbabwe Nurses Association. The chairperson, they're saying exactly the same thing, that it's because literally they cannot manage day to day. She literally came out and said, we are nurses, but we are living hand to mouth. She said they cannot even have enough money to travel to go to work because the money that they're getting in bond is equivalent to $50 here in America due to the varying exchange rates in the country. So I guess, you know, they're echoing the same thing with the ZCTU because up to now, the healthcare workers have not yet gone back to work at a time when the country is fighting COVID-19 and coronavirus.
And so we've got, we also have people who are saying a lot of things about what is happening in Zimbabwe. But then about to marvelous, as we speak, that are expressing different opinions. There are some who are saying, no, you know what? If you go on strike, people are going to have problems. And there are others who are saying, it's okay to go on strike because people are suffering. So let's listen to what people are saying about the strikes and all these other things that are actually affecting them on a daily basis. So they sent us messages via WhatsApp. I think people know our number. Do you still remember our number, marvelous?
Yes. So I'll say it out. COVID-19 era where, you know, everything is virtual, so I definitely cannot forget it, but just say it out to those.
Let me say it out. You know, it's +1 202 465 0318. So if you want to send us a message, send us on that number. So let's listen, marvelous, and hear what people are saying.
Mama, Toto. E plantry. Ah, indaba le corona le ya. Indaba le imbi le. Indaba ye corona le isiphambani sokunenga kakhulu. Thina njengabazali silabantwana bezikolo sibili sikhathazekile. Ngoba bathi khona kumele bafunde online. Ngumama thengi nje ngile phone engangeniyo ku WhatsApp. Ukuthi ngizayenza njani angikwazi. Ukuthi kuvele kuzavulwa asaza abantwana sebebuyela emuva kakhulu. So umbuzo wami buyukuthi ngibuze kuminister we-education ukuthi nxa ngingumzali nginje ngihlenga ngaphangisa ngabhadala ifees yami ngisukusele ekuqaleni kwethemu siye kupheleni kwethemu manje njengoba kathesa abantwana bengasafundanga ngenza njani ngefees yami nxa zizavulwa next year imali yami izasebenza next year yini kumbi sidliwe ngifuna ukuba kwazi khonapho ukuthi njengoba abantwana bengasafundanga imali lezana sizibhadalileyo zafika umnyako siyaphela zenziwa njani ngiyabonga
imali ngobulisayo phuma phansi kwelupane kwesikamabhikwa isigodi ngiyabingelela umahlaba ezulu wonke akitha komthwakazi ngiyabingelela njalo kini basakazi be-Studio 7. Ngithanda kwethula le nkulumo yami ngizwa ubuhlungu ngendaba yokuthi abantu bakithi kobulawayo banatha amanzi angcolileyo. Ngiyazibuza ukuthi kathi umsebenzi ka-City Council ngowani. Le ndaba izwisa ubuhlungu ebantwini bakithi kobulawayo. Thina kobulawayo selokhu kwaba lokhu besingakanathi amanzi esiweji. Ngakho sithi abantu bakithi kabavula amehlo kuma-elections alandelayo babekwazi ukuvota ngendlela efaneleyo, bavotele iMthwakazi Republic Party, bavotele i-MRP ibe yiyo ephatha isigodlo sakobulawayo ukuze abantu bakithi bakwazi ukunatha amanzi ahlambulukileyo, amanzi angangcolanga. Ngiyabonga.
Salibonani, 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 ndinjani? Hayi, sikhona abantu be-Studio 7. Hayi, sibonga umusa wenu mani wokusithulela izindaba ezinhle nezimbi konke ezweni jikelele. Hayi, keep it up bantu bakithi, siyanithanda ninjalo. Ye, hayi, okhulumayo nguPhumlani Vundla komuke. Ye, bengithi mina lapha sokukhanya ngathi kunzima kakhulu mani bantwana bakithi, lisizamele phela lapha lisikhulumisele nalaba amadoda lava o Minister of Foreign Affairs wase South Africa nowase Zimbabwe bazama ukuhlanganisa amakhanda mani bavulele umalayitsha noma ka one ngenyanga nje bahambe babuye bathatha impahla bahambise impahla ekhaya. Bengatshoneli kodwa bebuye bathatha impahla zethu ngapha bazihambise ekhaya ngoba abantu sebelambile ekhaya. Mbona ukuthi bengayiqhuka futhi enye futhi 3 months bengatholi ukudla okubuya ngapha egoli ukuthi bengalunga. Hayi, kuzabathwalisa nzima.
Lona okhuluma nguGift Sonduku umfo kaNdlovu, kanti basakazi bengicela ukuthi like sihlandelele udaba lolu ngoba siyakhumbula umnankagwa laphana engena wayehlala esemoyeni njengenyoni ehlala endiza ethi usayine amadili. Ngikhumbule esithi usayine enye idili ye-1 billion leChina, esithi usayine enye ilokhu zenini, ethi usayine enye idili futhi leRussia. Besicela like lisibuzile ukuthi lawo madili owayehlala ethi wasayinile ingaphi imali yakhona.
Mina ngizimele ngisuka eBudandabe. Yelusisi kakhulu ngento kaJamisa lelo makhuphe lento leyo wayenzayo. Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay akahlehle mani eshaye lo muntu uzosibulalela ilizwe lo manje uchamiso yathi uxotshelwane ema-ofisini hheyi ay aya sahlupheka isizwe sakithi.
Now, Mobilus, what these people are saying is different things altogether. You know, one of them, the first one was saying, you know, she actually paid school fees and then children were not going to school. So what is going to happen? It's a very big question there. And then the second one was talking about people, you know, not being happy about all these parties that are always being talked about, ZANU-PF, MTCs, and so forth. So he's campaigning. He says, vote MRP. you know, so it's my party, Ntokazi Republic Party. So that's a campaign there. Then I've got Phumlani Vundla, who is in South Africa. He was saying, you know what, kids back home are starving. Can the two governments, that is South Africa and Zimbabwe, open the borders temporarily so that people can actually, you know, have malaichas going across the borders, you know, sending food home. So that's another thing there. Then I've got Sanduko, who was talking about mega deals. You still remember the mega deals?
Oh, yeah.
China and so forth. So he's saying, what happened to those mega deals? We thought something was going to come out of those deals, but there's nothing coming out of those deals. And then the last one was saying, no, the MDCT appears to be not too strong, not too good. And is actually saying, no, you know, Makupe should sit down. See what I mean? So he ended up saying something that maybe some people have got to look at it, you know, at one stage or the other. He says Zimbabwe cannot be ruled by a woman, you know?
Mm.
So why he's saying that? Nobody knows.
I don't know. I think it's, you know, it's a patriarchy. Mm. We are seeing patriarchy at play here, not taking any sides, but if a person is competent, they should be given a chance what their agenda is. But it's patriarchy. I think there's a lot of awareness that needs to be given, you know, especially when it comes to women in politics. Because we saw also ZANU-PF, you know, when Maye Mujuru was ousted from her position as VP in ZANU-PF. That was the beginning of what we saw when women actually were starting now to be taken away from decision-making positions. But we see that repeating, you know, in all the other parties. So maybe as we go forward, some of these progressive democratic parties need to look at what's going on within their own houses to ensure that people like the last caller do not carry on with that notion that women cannot rule. Because we see the women are the mothers. They are the ones who gave birth to that same man who is saying that women cannot rule. So if you have been given birth by a woman, obviously she can rule. Not necessarily Thokozani Kuphe, but any woman can rule.
I think I second that. So we've got Fozai Mahere. You know her? She is the spokesperson of the MTC Alliance. So she's saying a lot needs to be investigated in terms of what is happening in the country. You know that there's this corruption scandal that has been linked to, you know, the first family in terms of the purchase of COVID-19 materials. Yeah. So the MTC Alliance is saying, you know what, there is need for a probe to that effect, you know, that what really happened. And then she traces back and says, you know, there's a lot of money that went missing during the, you know, the Command Agriculture scheme and so forth. So we are kuluma konapo marvelous. What says Uti Umayerege Utini Watabalolu? So okay, similarly, civilly, simusmaya.
The MDC Alliance, we're putting the state and all its operators on notice. We will not be distracted from the real issues bedeviling the nation. The real issue is that corruption is killing us. Let's start with the numbers. In 2017, 2.7 billion disappeared under Command Agriculture. Of that 2.7 billion, 1.5 billion was withdrawn on a single day, the 27th of December, 2017. In 2018, $3.5 billion was unaccounted for, again under Command Agriculture. We await the next Auditor General's report, but anticipate that this pattern of state looting is going to continue. Now, 7.7 million Zimbabweans face food insecurity of a nation of approximately 15.6 million people. This means that an estimated 5.5 million people in rural Zimbabwe and a further 2.2 million people in urban Zimbabwe are facing food insecurity over the next year. When the MDC trio demonstrated against this hunger, they were abducted, they were tortured, and they were sexually assaulted. They were prosecuted.
That is Fozai Mahere. Ukhuluma khonapha ke ngokwenzakala kulabo abathathu abaku-MDC Alliance, uJohane Mamombe, labanye bakhe. Siyakhumbula ukuthi babotshwa marvelous. Sebebotshiwe batshaya benziwa lokhu lalokhu. Kodwa ke isiqokoqelo sendaba lapha akhuluma ngakho yikuthi ke kukhanya ngani kule corruption engavinjwayo ezimbabwe ivinjwa ihlali khona imemetheka ngakho kumele ivinjwe in one way or the other so ke kunjalo ke marvelous
aiwa apo tanda tiri kunzwa kubva kuna advocate Fadzai Maere vanova ivo mutauriri webato remdc alliance inotungamirwa navanelson chamisa vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekupambwa kunonzi kwakaitwa muzvare Johana Mamombe vanova mudare weHarare West nevamwe madzimai maviri vanova Cecilia Chimbiri naNetsai Marova vachitaura ivo kuti izvi hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyezve vanga vari kushora ivo nyaya yehori yavanoti iri kuitwa nehurumende panyaya yecommand agriculture munguva yapfuura nezvimwewo zviri kuitika pari zvino vachiti ivo ivo sebato remdc alliance shuviro yavo ndeyekuti vanhu vanenge vabatwa vachiita hori vanofanirwa kuwanikwa ivo vachisungwa kana kuti vawanikwe ivo nyaya idzi kana dzawanikwa dzaongororwa pasazongonyararwa nekuti vari kuti ivo chiri kunyanyoitika ndechekuti nyaya idzi dzinongotaurwa dzonzi dziri kuferefetwa asi hapana chinozobuda hapana anozosungwa saka ndo zvavanga vari kutaura vachitaura ivo vachitaura nevatori venhau muguta reHarare nezuro taona zvakare nhasi kuti imo muguta reHarare zvakare manga muine mumwe womusangano weMDCT yamuzvare Tokozani kupi vanga vachitaurawo zvavo pamiriro pane mamiriro akaita zvinhu mubato ravo saka tiri kuona vezvematongerwo enyika MDC Alliance nezuro vakawanikwa vachitaura tanzwa kubva kuna muzvare Fadzai Maere vanga vachitaura taonawo nhasi imwe muguta reHarare muine musangano weMDCT paHarvest House kana kuti paMorgan Tsvangirai House Gibbs.
Yes, I think we've got a video on that marvelous. Let me just get it very fast so that we proceed to the other things. Here is the video. So it's Mr. Morgan Komichi with Mr. Douglas Monzora talking about the violence that happened at the Morgan Tsvangirai House yesterday. So we know that there were some skirmishes between some MDCT and MDC Alliance members at Morgan Tsvangirai House. Just listen to what Mr. Morgan Komichi is saying about this.
I apologize. We have been as a party trying to establish a culture of tolerance in this country. We have fought for years against the Mugabe regime to make sure that Zimbabwe would enjoy a peaceful environment where divergent views can be tolerated and be accepted. And that is, divergent views should not anchor anyone. But surprisingly, we're actually noticing a group that belongs to the alliance in MDC, actually being the leaders of violence. The leaders and executors of violence in this country. Yesterday, a group of 8 young men led by MPs came to the Harvest House with stones, iron bars, attacking, trying to do a violent takeover of Harvest House. In the process, they actually almost damaged Charles Nseba, who had come for our meeting. They were saved by our internal security guys, who swiftly moved in to protect. But these guys had come with all weapons.
So there you are, marvelous. That is Mr. Morgan Komichi. He's wearing his mask. You can see it. But I think he placed it in a certain complicated way. So, but maybe it works. I don't know. But Monzora has got a mask as well. So they are talking about, you know, this violence that happened at Morgan Tsvangirai House, saying that there's some people believed to be MTC Alliance members when they with iron bars, knob carries and other things, and tried to force themselves, you know, to go inside the building. We know that the MTCT took over the building from the MTC Alliance about 2 weeks ago. So ke kodwa ke okukhanya kusobala marvelous ukuthi ke abe MTC Alliance bathi kungamanga ukuthi ngabe MTC Alliance abenze khona lokho. So they are saying no, it's not them. Maybe it's some sponsored kind of people, you know. So now over to you.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna va Morgan Komichi vakagara ivo pedu nava Douglas Monzora veMDCT yamuzvare Tokozani kupi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pane mhirizhonga yakaitika paHarvest House yavari kuti iyo yakaitwa nevamwe vatsigiri veMDC Alliance yavaNelson Chamisa. Asi batore MDC Alliance yavaNelson Chamisa riri kuti kwete hazvisiri izvo zvakaitika. Tiri kunzwa kuti pakapinda vanhu vanga vakabata vakatwa nezvimwe matemo nezvimwe vachida kupinda paHarvest House kana kuti Morgan Tsvangirai House nezuro. Saka ndozvanga zviri kutaurwa ipapa. Asi iro bato reMDC Alliance ravaNelson Chamisa vari kuti kwete panokwanisa kunge paine vanhu vakatengwa kuti vawanikwe vachiita izvozvi. Avawo veMDCT yamuzvare tokozani kupe vachiti maonero avo ndeyekuti vanhu veMDC Alliance. Saka pari kuita kukandirana makobvu nematete pakati pemapato maviri iwaya kuti chii chakaitika chaizvo uyezve kuti chii chichaitika mune ramangwana, nekuti tinoona kuti MDCT vakawanikwa ivo vachitora muzinda iwoyi weHarvest House mavhiki maviri apfuura vachiwanikwa vachitora muzinda uyu kubva kune MDC Alliance. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatitange tiri kungokurukura ipo pano tichionesana kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yezviri kuitika panyaya yematongerwo enyika, tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti tiri panguva yeCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tichange tiri kuzeya zvakare pamusoro pezviri kusangana nevanhu nezviri kuitika pachirwere ichochi checOVID-19, Gibbs.
Yes, before we take our first guest, that is Noctula Adonsi. She is one of our guests. So now, we've got a satellite, by the way. So that satellite, somebody was telling me that is very clear in terms of the reception. So now, let's see how people can actually access it. So hold on there, marvelous. And then we get the satellite going. So there we are.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Yeah, kunjalo zvokanda basile satellite yetu ukuti lingangena kona po. Licho likukhulumayo lenze konke lokufisayo. Yi satellite yetu phela. Lisitshele ukuthi uhamba njani, silethemba lokuthi yasithumezela imlayezelo. Marvelous, over to you. Then we get our guest Noctula Adonsi.
Aiwa, apo manga muri kumbonzwa pamusoro pesatellite yedu yeVOA ichange iri kuwanikwa iyo ichikupakurirai nhau dzedu. Vazhinji vari kutaura ivo kuti vakunyatsonzwa zvatinenge tiri kutefenyura tiri kuno. Saka kune avo vasati vaziva nezvesatellite iyi munogona kuenda paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Pane advert iripo inenge ichikutsanangurirai kuti satellite iyi munoibata sei kana pawebsite yedu www.voashona.com. Muenda ipapo muvambasiko dzvanya ipapo munotoona pane zvinenge zviripo zvichikutsanangurirai kuti satellite iyi munoibata sei uyezve kuti inobatsira sei mukuita kuti munyatsonzwa nhau dzakanyatsoita mutefetefe. Vazhinji vari kuti vari kuifarira nekuti vakunyatsonzwa zvakanaka nhau dzedu.
Ye kunjalo zvinokandava satellite enja ivana leli yakukonfusa kancane satellite ya kodwa ke ungavele tune ungena kwanapo kusatellite uyasilalela kuhle. So let's welcome our first guest, Noctula Adonsi. Noctula, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So what do you think about what's going on in Zimbabwe? There's a strike going on as we speak. You know, right now, the health workers are on strike. So what's your take on that?
I think the workers are justified because they have been complaining. It's been long. They've been complaining for some time now, and their grievances are not met. And what really spiked this whole strikes is because of how the government have reacted, like this month, in terms of their salaries. So that was really an insult, because they didn't really communicate. You know, it was really hurting because we have seen that workers have been really quiet for some time, obviously, despite their disparities and all those things, but they have been really quiet, but they were provoked. So I think they are justified.
Yes, I think that's in the belly. ukubona njani khona kokwenziwa izisebenzi ezigala lomsebenzi njalo lezi esithi ukuthi ngcono abantu beqalise ukutshengisela ngoba basaphile ngemfanelo wena ukubona njani khonokho
mina ngibona kuright kakhulu ngoba izisebenzi kudala zicomplaina zicela ukuthi bakithi sincedeni ngoba phela izisebenzi lazo singathi izisebenzi kumele zisebenze ukubenefita abantu kodwa uhulumende uzenzelani izisebenzi yethu izisebenzi zingasebenza ukuthi zincedise uZulu kodwa ungananzelela bayacomplaina amabangameli ama-nurses lama-doctors ukuthi akula ama-equipments akhona so ba-right ukuthi bahlale phansi ngoba abakwazi ukuthi bathenge lutho abakwazi kwenzela lutho imuli zabo so ku-right ukuthi bahlale phansi
yeah so hold on there let me bring Marvelous back here and hear whether she's got a question for you I don't see Marvelous go ahead
munoona sei nezviri kuitika panyaya yekuratidzira kwevakoti nevana chiremba muZimbabwe
wati ngimlete khonapha ke siza ukuthi uyathini Adonsi qhubeka ma
yes vashandi vanofanira kuti vastrike because vashandi havasi kupiwa zvavari kukumbira varamba vachingokumbira kwacho vane makore akawanda vachiramba vachikumbira asi government hapana zvairi kuita nezvazvo so hazviite kuti vashandi vakontinue ivo vachisafa vana vavo vachisafa asi tichitarisa kuti government ivo vanhu vari pagovernment vari kurarama life yakanaka asi pasina zvavari kupa vashandi vayo so hazvibatsiri kuti unoshandira munhu asingakubatsiriwo so government ngaite serious kuti vashandi vadzokere kubasa
so na ubona zani kungacina kwenziwani kwezete abaisebenzi zibuyela emsebenzini ngoba khanya zani kuyahlupha lokho wena ngokubona kwakho kwenziwani
igovernment kumele ithembeke kakhulu nxa ukuthi ikhulume ulutho yathembisa izisebenzi ukuthi silithembisa into enje abahlala eqinisweni ngoba lingathembisa namhlanje bangayenzi izisebenzi asoze zikukholwe lokho so kufanele ukuthi izisebenzi kufanele ukuthi igovernment imake sure ukuthi iyagcina izithembiso zayo njalo futhi ithathe serious imisebenzi eyenziwa ngezisebenzi
yes cola ubambe khonapho ke sibise uMavelas sinhlangana uye sizwe ukuthi uthini ngakho lokho sisadinga ke ubaba uGolide uJoseph Chuma Marvelous ungabula ukukhuluma khonapho ke ngidinga uJoseph Chuma
aiwa tinoona vazhinji vari kutaura ivo vachishora zviri kuitika munyika panyaya kusawana muhoro wakakwana wavana mukoti tiri kuona kuti vana mukoti nesangano ravo reZimbabwe Nurses Association vakabatana nemamwe masangano emadokta nemamwewo vakazivisa ivo nezuro kuti havasi kuzodzokera kumabasa kusvika zvinhu zvagadziriswa panyaya yemihoro yavo vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitsusumwa kuti mari dzavari kutambiriswa dzemuhoro hadzina kumira zvakanaka uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kuona kuti mari dzavari kuona vachipiwa hadzisiri idzo dzavanga vakawirirana nehurumende vari kuchema-chema vachiti ivo panguva iyo vakange vakataurwa nehurumende havana kuzoudzwa kuti mari dzavo dzanga dzichizowanikwa idzo dzichikatwa kana kuti kuitwa magarnish order zvinova izvo zvavakaona zvakaitwa pamari dzavo vachichema zvakare kuti havasi kuda kuti vapiwe muhoro wavo nemari yemabhondi emunyika vari kuti ivo vari kuda mari yemaus dollar vachiti mari iyi yemabhondi haina zvairi kutenga tinoona kuti yehurumende yakanga yazivisa kuti ichange ichipa vashandi vehurumende mari yavari kuti covid allowance ye75 US dollars asi ye75 dollars but mari iyi iri kunzi iyo haisi kuuya iri mari chaiyo vari kuchema chema veruzhinji vachiti mari iyi panguva yaunozoti utenge nemari iyi inenge isisina uremu saka ndo zvavanga vari kuchema vana mukoti vakatiwo vachaenderera mberi vachiramwa mabasa pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yekuti muhoro yavo haisi kukwana kuti itenge uyezve ikwanise kuchengeta mhuri dzavo kana kuenda kumabasa vachitinya imwe nyaya iri kuvanetsa inyaya yetransport pamazupco hapana social distancing uyezve vari kuchema chema vachiti ivo havana mari yekufambisa
Yeah, so we've got a gentleman by the name Elvis Mokari. He belongs to an organization called Chapter 2 Movement. So now, according to him, they were actually at outside the Zimbabwe embassy today in South Africa. So let's hear from him. Mr. Mokari, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much. So tell us what your organization did today. We are told that you were actually protesting in solidarity with the workers. So tell us exactly what you did.
Yes.
Just briefly.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Dube. We organized as Chapter 2 Movement. We are a movement which is advocating for rule of law, advocating for zero tolerance to corruption. We're also trying to make sure that what is forwarded in Chapter 2 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe is respected. So we organize ourselves and we say in solidarity, I think we need to send our solidarity and work in the end with the nurses and work in the end with the civil servants. And then we went to the embassy of Zimbabwe in Pretoria there, and we were airing our views and sending our displeasure to say, you know, you are giving the civil servant, especially during this time of COVID, we are in a crisis, and it's a serious crisis. And we see you are giving those who are on the front line peanuts as their salaries. So we are saying no. But we heard that the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa himself in this government, is presiding over a government which is looting national resources. He's presiding over a government which is stealing from the people. And now they are going to give the few frontline defenders, those who are on the front line, they are being given as their salaries. So we went to the embassy. And there we said, no, we are coming back again. Mnangagwa and his regime must address the national crisis with immediate effect. Mnangagwa and his government must stop human rights violations and wanton arrest and clandestine arrest of opposition members in the country. So that annoys good governance. Because actually, in terms, according to our fears, Chapter 2 movement, in terms of human rights abuses, in terms of corruption, in terms of misgovernance, Emmerson Mnangagwa is worse than Robert Mugabe. So we're also calling to the president of South Africa, President Ramaphosa, to say, President Ramaphosa, your silence, you are doing a disservice to the people of Zimbabwe. Why are you silent? You need to call your fellow to order because he's abusing his powers, he's arresting everyone who is challenging. So we went to the embassy. Also, some of our members in Zimbabwe are organizing themselves because on Monday they are going to also deliver a petition to the Parliament of Zimbabwe because we want the Parliament of Zimbabwe to move an impeachment motion so that the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, will be removed out of office on the basis which are quoted on Section 97, subsection A to B of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. That is failure to uphold the Constitution of the country and willful violation of the Constitution, and of which President Mnangagwa has failed to address and respect the Constitution as well as to observe the concept of separation of powers within the country. So we are going to submit the petition again. When they will submit the petition, we are going again to the embassy and prepare to give the same petition, and they will do the same in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Just stay on the line. So let's try to get hold of Mr. Joseph Shuma of ZANU-PF.
Maybe can he say the same thing in Shona so people can understand?
Marvelous, just 1 second. Let's try to get Joseph Chuma, then he will continue with the Shona part of it. So Mr. Chuma is actually waiting for a call. If it doesn't go through, then we'll give him a platform to go ahead. So, Elvis Mukari, ukhuluma ngokuthi ke kumele kube lani, kumele kwenzakale. So, elizweni leZimbabwe. So, sizama khona manje ukuthi sidinge ubaba uJoseph Chuma, wethu simfonele ukubandla leZANU-PF. Kuze sikhulume ngalokhu, ngoba khanya zani kuyahlupha okunye okumangalisayo. So, siyamdinga khona uChuma, ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uyathini ngakho konke lokho. Ye, khanya zani uChuma sehluleka usimthole. So, ke, baba Mkari, ungakhuluma nje just briefly 1 minute, ngasishona ngakhona okwathi ukhuluma ngakho.
Okay, takatiripa. embassy ye Zimbabwe kuno ku Pretoria and tangati isa nyunyuto zedu ku embassy and kuti vatumire mashoko kuna munanga akonzeni zviri kuitika nekuti tiri kumira pamwe chete neva civil servants tiri kumira pamwe chete madonasisi takaona mazuva maviri apfuura vane vari mubazi rezveutano vachitutumwa vachinyunyuta kuti mari yatiri kupiwa michero yeimbwa haina zvainotibatsira kuti pakuishandisa saka taenda ikoko ini solidarity tichibatsirana pamwe chete kurarama inguva yekorona vanhu vari kurwara ende vanhu vacho vari pamberi vanhu vacho isu vatinenge tatarisira kuti vatibatsire tanotano kupa michero yeimbwa semihoro yavo saka ipapo ndipo patiri kuti isusu sechapter two movement taisa gwaro kuna munangagwa munofanirwa kuti muadresi munyika unofanirwa kuti muadresi mupe vanhu mari dzavo dzinoenderana nekushanda kwavanenge vachiita nekuti isu tinoona sechapter two movement kuti zvinoburikidza kutyorwa kukodzero dzevanhu zvinoburikidzirwa kusatonga kwakanaka munyika zvinoburikidzira kubatwa kwevanhu saka vamunangagwa vari wese dhan vamugadi vamugadi vakanga vari nhari saka ndozvinhu zvatiri kuchema nazvo isu kuti vamunangagwa vanofanira kuti vadzokere pakuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu vadzokere pakuremekedza kumbiro remutemo.
Yes, I think this line marvelous is actually cutting, so maybe we can proceed to the other guest, or maybe you wanted to ask another question to the other guest. So Adonzi nokusakona mama
ngikona
ye akuchitona kubona njani kwakukona kuzakalayo
lokho okwenzakalayo kuyachaza ukuthi uhulumende akaphathi kahle izisebenzi because ama human rights kumele alandelwe uhulumende ubhizi ngezinye izinto okwakuqala uhulumende ngesikhathi kuthiwe kule lockdown sibhekane le pandemic engazi waqala i-court couldn't wait ukuthi i-address indaba ale MDC alliance le MDCT then that was a problem then sisuke lapho kwahle kwaqalisa izinto ze party in into ze MDC alliance le MDCT then sisahle zikwapho sisamelela ukuthi izinto njoba siphakathi kwepandemic then the next thing iyaletha umthetho uthi kule ndaba yelobolo landlana yazi ukuthi ba so much i-government ibhizi ngezinto ezingekho serious ngoba khathesi nje sikupandemic and then njalo izisebenzi ku-front line njengodokotela bafuna ukuthi labo bavikelwe ngoba balemula so uhulumende akathathi serious izisebenzi zakhe njalo akahloniphi izisebenzi umuntu wonke othi khokhona yena hhayi okhuluma ocelayo kuhulumende ukuthi uhulumende awenzi kahle bese sithi wenze so then which means you become the enemy. So wonke umuntu ocomplainayo ngegovernment uba yi-enemy. So igovernment leta ayisoze isolve these issues. It's clear ukuthi akusoze kuncede vele.
Yes, solubambe khonapho-ke sizame ubaba uRegis Vusango webandla lezanu-P F. Ukhonapha-ke eCanada uthi simuze ukuthi singamthola yini. So ubaba uRegis Vusango sike sizwe ukuthi kambe ngabe uhamba njani nxa sikhangela khonokho okuthi ilizwe libhekane lezinto eziningi kakhulu so-ke kambe kungabe kuhamba ngendlela efaneleyo kumbe akuhambi kahle so-ke sizeza ukuthi uyathini ngodaba lolu so-ke kulabantu abaningi sibili abathi khonokho kwenziwa nguhulumende bakusola so bekusola kunje bathi bakusola ngoba uhulumende kanganzani kulokukhohlakala okuthize uhulumende so-ke othi sizwe ukuthi abanye abantu bathini ngodaba lolu so besitheke sizazama ubaba uJoseph Juma sizame lobaba uRegis Vusango abebandla kezanu-P F kodwa sibatholi siyabona njalo-ke iZimbabwe anti-corruption commission ithi sokubotshwe kumbe sokuvalelwe u-former energy minister uSamuel Udenge uvalelwe nje ukuthi wenza ubukhohlakali so uzavalelwa for 2.5 years kuthiwa wachaphaza iofisi yakhe so-ke kukhanya zani kuningi sibili ongani bakumethesa khona nxa sikhangela-ke okuthiyeneyo so siyabona njalo abantu abaningi bayakhuluma khonapha bathi kungani-ke akuhambe ngemfanelo okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe so sike sifake-ke ividiyo yalapho abatshengiselayo khonangale kobulawayo lapha sikhuluma ngabongi labongikazi sathi ukuthi siphenduke kini lina-ke lapha kukhuluma ngobaba umgari lo mama-ke esilaye lapha-ke u-Adonsi kunokuthula so-ke sake sithi silitshengise khona kuwenzakalayo elizweni ukuthi libone lana ukuthi ukhona ungani kuyenzakala. So lapha ngabongi labongakazi abatshengisela esibhedlela ese-UBH kobulawayo bathi okwenzakalayo bayakusola. Esizwe ukuthi bathi lokho ngokunye okuyenzakala khona ngale ke kobulawayo. So sike sizwe futhi bekhuluma ngokuthi kanti vele bafunani abongi labongikazi namba khonapha ngelizwe ukuthi vele bafunani.
Making them away, but they are away anyway. Really, our salary, really, they are peanuts, nothing. We can't even afford it. He said, isn't it? So, really, that's what you are saying. We are sending that message, Jan. We are sending that message that you are hungry. And we need decent living. And we are an essential service. And we are professionals. Professionals, and we need to be recognized. And they must recognize us. And we must have something like this. Some people who are maybe. We don't have a qualification or something like that. We need that yes, Dolan.
Yes!
Right. We're saying the government cannot say they give us 75 US dollars like any other civil servant. We are not any other civil servant. We are very essential. And the teammates let us work. When others were at home, the other civil servants were working.
Yes.
We're at work.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Because we are essential.
Yes.
We are an essential service.
Yes.
So they must do something about that.
Yes.
So we are telling them right now that we need to be recognized.
They are the nurses, you know, they are really unhappy about what is going on. So, Marvelous, I'm happy you're back now. So now,
yes,
the nurses are saying enough is enough, right?
Yes, sir. We saw the same thing happening in Harare at Parenyatwa Hospital. Like I said, I had the opportunity to actually speak to the Zimbabwe Nurses Association, and they literally were saying they had gone on protest or demonstrating because when they got their payslips, the money that they were receiving or supposed to receive, it was deducted with deductions that they didn't even know where they came from. Saka potanga tiri kuona zvanga zviri kuitika kunzvimbo ye UBH kubulawayo uko takaona vana mukoti nezuro vachiratidzira. Vanga vari kuratidzira mushure mekunge vana mukoti vekuHarare kuParenyatwa Hospital vawanikowo zvakare vachiratidzira. Panyaya iyoyi yemuhoro yavanga vari kuti muhoro vanga vari kupiwa wanga usina kumira zvakanaka vakawanikwa iwo pavakapiwa mapayslip avo mari yavanga vari kuhoreswa. Vakawanikwa yakawanikwa iyo yakakatwa zvavaiti ivo hazvina kunge zviri kuenderana ne matauriro avanga vaita nehurumende uyezve vanga vasina kuzivikanwa havasina kuziviswa nehurumende kuti izvi zvanga zvichaitika. Saka sekutaura kwatiri kuita nhasi tanga tiine gango tanga tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya yedambudziko yeCOVID-19 iyo pari zvino munyika yabata vanhu 463 uyezve 63 vachiwanikwa vachinaya vanhu 4 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tanga tiine mumwe munyarikane vari kuCanada muzvare Francisca Mandea vari kuCanada vanga vachazouya vachitaurawo zvavakasangana nazvo imomo muCanada apo vakawanikwa vachiedza kuti vanonzwa kuti nyaya iyo yeCOVID-19 yakamira sei vachiti vanga vasiri kunzwa zvakanaka asi pavakazoenda kuchipatara. Zvimwe zvinosangana nevanhu mukuedza kuziva kuti wakamira sei padambudziko iro reCOVID-19. Kana kuno kunze kwenyika, vanhu vanosangana nezvakasiyana siyana panguva iyo yekuti munhu uwanikwe uchitestwa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka vamwe vari kuitirwa yatingati rusarira ganda. Panguva iyo takaona nyanya muno muAmerica panga paina vaGeorge Floyd vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya mushure mekunge vaurayiwa vari mumaoko emapurisa. Tikazoona paine mapishapisha akaitika pasi rose nemuno muAmerica, vanhu vachiratidzira vachiti ivo kodzero dzevanhu vatema dzinofanira kuwanikwa idzo dzichiremekedzwa. So Gibbs, I was just saying there, we're meant to have a guest from Canada. I think she tried to log on, Francisca Mandia. She was going to actually come in and share about her experience when she tried to find out her, you know, COVID-19 status in Canada, just to walk us through what happened to her. But it's some of the issues that we're discussing here, where, like we said earlier on, the health ministry has, you know, actually given us the figure of 463 people being tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
Yes, marvelous. What we see is that civil servants are actually demanding to be paid in US dollars. So we saw yesterday the health apex, which actually urged the government to pay them as soon as possible US dollars, excluding, you know, what they're saying is the $75 allowance that they were given by the government is a pittance, according to them. So what they want is to be paid in US dollars, and they're saying the bond is not good enough. Then I talked to the chairperson of the health service board, that is Dr. Paulina Skosana, who was saying that they are yet to engage the health workers, and you are saying, you see, it may be impossible for them to be paid in US dollars because of financial constraints in Zimbabwe. So as we spoke yesterday, he said, you know, what they are all trying to do is to actually take the matter to the government, because the health service board is the employer, but then the government directly pays civil servants. So these include doctors and so forth. So the people that have gone on strike, we know that they are nurses, midwives, radiographers, senior doctors, junior doctors, you know, there are so many. So at the end of the day, it appears as if the hospitals are empty. And this happens when the COVID numbers are going up. So it becomes very, very, you know, concerning to many people that all this is happening. So Zuluganda, siyabona ukuthi ke okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe, kukhanya health apex, iti bona ukuthi balandele khonokho okuthiwa bakuphiwe nguhulumende. I-50% salary increase kuzobuya le-$75 i-allowance umuntu munye ngamunye, bathi vela kusoze kubayinelise. Bathi ngokuyimali nje ye bakucabangile, kwamanye amazwe vele kukhona, kodwa kweZimbabwe kulutshwane kakhulu. So ke silethe njalo ke umama uNokuthula Adonsi, sike sizwe marvelous ukuthi kambe ngabe sithini ngendaba lezi. Nokuthula Adonsi, so xa sukhangeleka khonokho ukuthi kulabo COVID-19 allowances nezinto ezinjalo, wena ukubona njani konke lokho?
Ekunisweni o ama health workers athinking ini ngoba okokuqala ngibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ngithi xa ngikhangela ama health workers and singakhangela ama health workers alabo sisibomsebenzi alama domestic workers that are under them, because these people they have families from the first place. So if we are looking at ama health workers, we are not only looking at ama health workers, but we are looking at ama those workers that are under them. It's kind of like I'm a domestic workers and all those things. So which means kuchukuthi ilizwe at this moment ama workers, they mean nothing to the government. So ama workers ngendlela abazama ngayo bacelile bayacela izinto and bayatestwa almost each and every time. So I think mina uhulumende isikhathi sokuthi at least ayenze something abe serious ngokuthi at least anike ama health workers imali. Njalo futhi abahlale ezithembisweni zabo, they have to keep their promises. They can't keep on promising without any results.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much Nokuthula. Sokubamba umlomo khona bosisilo mama uFrancisca ukhona ngale Canada, what is busy umavelas. Sesiseleleke 3 minutes ukuthi siqede uhlelo lolu. Marvelous, you can pose a question to Francisca, introduce her, and then we do it for the next 3 minutes.
We have Francisca Mandea based in Canada. Maybe if she can just give us what her experience was like when she wanted to find out her COVID-19 status, just very briefly. She can speak in Shona if she wants.
Okay, just hold on. Francisca, welcome to the program. Go ahead and tell us. Time is out now. Go ahead, Ma.
Thank you for having me. For me, I was shocked by the way I was spoken to. I live in Nunavut, city of Iqaluit in Canada. It's remote Canada, mostly 85% indigenous population. Then the 15% is African and Caucasian. So I went to the clinic yesterday complaining of earache and cold sores. But in the morning, I sneezed quite a bit and I had a sore throat. So I actually didn't go to work. I called the hospital and then they screened me. Do you have a fever? No. Have you been out of the territory? No. So you can come through. When I went there, I saw the doctor, explained everything. When I was leaving, he said, you might need to have a swab. So public health is going to phone you. So everything went well at the hospital. But when public health phoned, at first they were nice trying to find out where I live so that they could come and take a swab. But afterwards, it was accusatory. Like, why did you go to work? We told you not to go to work. Oh, my God. And she was exclaiming, raising alarm and accusing me that I was irresponsible. Why did I go to work when I was that sick? So I said, excuse me, what do you mean when I am this sick? Can you explain to me what this sick means for you? Because I explained that it's earache and headache and cold sores with the doctor. The sneezing, I only began today and I actually didn't go to work. So it was so patronizing, so traumatizing, and it put me down like I was trying to risk everybody, because she was asking me, so how many people do you work with? I said, I don't know. I work in a big department. Then she went, oh, my God, I told you. You know, we always tell you don't go to work. We're trying to not to get any cases here. And I'm like, you know what? I actually have a daughter that's asthmatic. I have respiratory issues myself. So I'd be the first person to be scared to spread this disease and to be that irresponsible. So my heart was sore when I put the phone down, like, did she have to speak to me like that? If I were white, would she speak to me like that? If I were Inuit, those that are on the land here, would she speak to me like that? I don't know, but I feel like as a health professional, there's a way, a compassionate way of speaking to somebody, especially if they are being suspected or they are coming to get a, someone is coming to get a swab. This is serious. This is life and death. So I posted it out. I'm okay. I'm at home. I'm staying at home and monitoring my symptoms. But I just wish we would have health systems that are compassionate towards people so that we don't raise alarm and cause unnecessary stress. We need our immune systems to be strong. And the last thing we want is stress, because stress is a killer more than COVID.
Thank you very much, Francisca. So marvelous. Remember to tell people that we are not live streaming right now. This is a pre-recorded show, right?
Mm-hmm. Ya kunawa vakateerera chirongwa ichi muchange muri kuchiona munguva inotevera haisi live program, I pre-recorded. Saka panguva yamuchachiona zvimwe mamwe mafiga atakupai kana mamwe manhamba atakupai anogona kunge achinja, nyanya manhamba epamusoro pechirwere checovid-19. Asi toda kutenda vanyarikani vedu vanga vari nesu pari zvino, tina muzvare Francisca Mandea vari kuCanada, vanga vari kutaurawo nezvavakasangana nazvo padambudziko irori recovid-19, nevamwe vateereri vanga vari pano.
We wish to also thank Noctula Donsi. She was one of our guests as well. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland. Goodbye and good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mtlanganya Huye in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19 pandemic.